before you read this book. At least love yourself before loving others. I know the title is much known to readers, but we disregard the lesson we know much in our lives. Oh, come on, that's human nature. We don't need to worry about that, it's natural. When we are born and embark on our life, we experience numerous people with different attributes to achieve our purpose in life. Some impart us lessons while some remain with us, but this is not the way we should live our lives. We must understand ourselves before judging the attributes of others. Sometimes we are mistaken with our attributes and criticize right people in life, and believe me, it's happened to most of the people. But it's also natural, as we also have the attribute to blame others for our action, because every time we look into ourselves, we find ourselves meticulous and flawless simultaneously. We think we are candid and the finest curtain in front of the window, but life doesn't work like that. We should look into ourselves before judging anyone. Maybe the right lessons becomes the turning point in our lives. Okay, calm. We are not here to blame ourselves, but to understand the love and attributes hidden inside the depth of our spiritual soul. Peace and freedom are the state of mind. Suppose if someone lock us in a dark cage, we may get panic striking a lot instead of settling there. It happens, and doesn't matter whether we are locked in a dark cage or in a luxurious 5-star hotel, both have no difference, because freedom is the state of mind. Everything works through our minds. And to grasp it, we have to love ourselves to the core of our heart. Talk to yourself, at least for a few seconds. Ask questions to yourself, like who you are. Somewhere you will understand who you are and what you have become so far. If we think talking to ourselves is common, so that's not the common sense. Most of us has been defying this common sense for years. We have to discover our absolute and unique identity as soon as possible. Who are you? Most of the people waste half of their lives chasing hawk's dreams, pretending to be theirs. If you don't encounter who you are, then you will never be skilled to know what you will become. If you are pushing yourself toward your goal or dreams, then it will be the dreams that don't belong to you. Because if these were your dreams, you will never require the force to push towards it. If you are still feeling like you have not achieved anything in your life, even after getting so many degrees and educational titles in your hand, then you may get offended while reading these books, because I will always say you were in the right race. You are part of the crowd, and your footsteps are there for milliseconds on the sand, and everyone is trying to make theirs. Leave nothing but the anonymous sand. You are not what you serve among your friend, but you are what you do slowly. We discard and underestimate ourselves every time. Principle 1. Your cup of tea. More willingly, this is your cup of tea. You have to understand yourself instead of waiting for people who try to discover it for you. If you don't perceive who you are and what your real attributes are, then how you can expect from others to understand you? We urge others to find out our attributes that we know already strange. Sometimes if we don't love ourselves and fail to understand our attributes, we may confront wrong people in life which seems right, and we try to find out our place in their hearts. But that's wrong, because they love our wrong attributes, and everything may get messed up and ruin us. And I think we are not here to love the things which don't belong to us. Some years back, I used to be a bookworm, and really many of us are. I was the one who could read and write, but we are not always here to write on papers, but to comprehend the right things at the right time. I find attributes that I was even unknown to, because life doesn't play as we assume. It understands the things we never assume. It may look uncanny, but sometimes it may be an intense coincidence to forget about being best in our lives. Looks easy. It's not as easy as it looks. Understanding ourselves and embracing the right people is not a trivial task. If the wine is poured, don't mean you have to drink it. Principle 2. The Mysterious Day. Do the things which make you everyday mysterious, soulful, productive. If you wake up with a tired task, it means you never wake up in your life. God has set out us a day and night so that we can wake up with new dreams and hopes. We have the sun which gives us dazzling energy, the moon which gives us bricks energy. Start your day with a task you love. Okay, I'm not requesting you to be busy with things, but to be productive with them, as we are here to love ourselves without being busy with a different task. Maybe someone can lock you in a room, but not your imaginations. Stop. And that's why freedom is a state of mind. Okay, now how can we make every day mysterious? First, look at this sentence. If we don't love the people who love us, we will end up loving the people who don't love us and hate ourselves in the end. Wake up with a lot of enthusiasm. I know everyone wants to be in a bed for an unending time with their loved ones, but we are supposed to sacrifice a few things in life to understand ourselves better. Start your day by drinking a lot of water so that your metabolism, physics, and energy can coordinate with your enthusiastic mind. Sometimes we want to work, but our laziness don't want us to work. Do you love planting or making coffee for your family or making cheese sandwiches? That's incredible. Maybe you love to read books in the morning or at night. And I know you are reading this, then it's your love to make each and every second mysterious, which can bring faith and magic into your life. Magic happens in the life of those who believe and have faith in it. But somewhat, most of us neglect it with starting in a confidence. With starting it a coincidence. Principle 3. The Million Dollar Diary. Have you ever thought you lost thousands of ideas and innovations just because you look around your environment, remind and then forget? We retain innumerable ideas wandering in our minds, but we don't explore it. Some are valuable while some are useless. But somewhere we overlook the opportunity which may lift our life better to tremendous height. We watch around our environment, observe and forget. There's nothing unique about cherishing those ideas in your mind, but to keep them in your diary. The diaries of success, because as time passes, we focus on different opportunities and ideas according to our dynamic environment. It may be a billion-dollar idea, and I can tell it the diary of success because it can add you to bring out success. Because it can aid you to bring out success from your subconscious mind. Always take a beautiful diary with you, so we never forget to wear our clothes. I mean, it's more significant than anything else. Keep this in mind. Thoughts are not something that you can grow while sitting in a hidden or a stable place. Then do efforts to make plans. You should interact with the environment to bring out the best truthful idea that can work for you. You can bring out the thoughts when you walk around your environment with a peaceful mind and observe the rational thoughts that matters to you. The diary may be small or big, doesn't matter, but it should be a right thought book in that you can write about the things you observe and check its viability to make it your business idea. It's a way to love yourself by finding and observing the right things in life. I always keep 3 diaries in my red bag. I saw this million dollar diaries. I record all of my ideas which I observe in my routine life, whether I am traveling, working or wandering somewhere else. It is possible. You can snatch my wallet, but please don't try to snatch my diaries, please. We entertain my unconscious thought in our mind. When we think 100%, we should write only 1%. That should be best, precise and useful. Don't think if it looks bizarre when you carry your diaries in your hand. Someone may ask and try to read, but don't worry, we are over here to serve the people we love, or even sometimes the people we hate. Principle 4. The Principle of Rest. Don't rush for the things you cherish in your life. Be calm and consider the sound decisions to make forward. It's not about to hustle, rather it's about to embrace the people patiently. We wake up and rush for things, money, fame, success, love, and many endless desires. But things possibly become so far if we always run after them. Everything has the convenient time, but to hurry for things is not right according to physiological and natural law. The principle of the rest says we have to be cautious while taking every steps, and that's how right things will start to happen in your life. Maybe at some times you feel like everything has finished, whereas sometimes that everything is set, and believe me, it happens. But remember that if you shatter a mirror, the reflection will still remain the same. Even if a mirror doesn't leave its attribute after getting broken, then how can we leave our attributes? Arrange things patiently. That's the exclusive thing which can make our life better in the end. The first lesson is don't rush for the things, and the second lesson is to find out right things in life. Work honestly and you will find you doesn't have to rush for anything. Things will come spontaneously at the right time, and that happiness will be priceless and filled with real life moments. Suppose you have to eat ice cream at freezing winter temperature, then how would you eat it? I know it is pretty torturing. That's the rule of nature. Everything comes to us, but at the right time, so that we can enjoy our life like we enjoy ice cream in dazzling summer. It's lucid to understand. I love writing in a simple language so that everyone can understand my message. Undeniably, we are hither to communicate and not to show how great we are at making words complicated.